Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the band, the Sloppy Boys.
The band. Mm-hmm. That's big these days. Yeah. To say we're the band.
And yeah, we got a hit single out, so we're kind of back on the music scene on the Hot 100.
Right. Back in the music scene. So whatever happens here in the next hour, we don't care about. We're band, and this is the side hustle.
This shit sucks.
And you're back. You're firmly in the band, Jeff.
Firmly in.
Okay.
Firmly in.
So many people ask me about that.
Yeah, I got a lot of concerned texts.
Like on the street, people, somebody came up to me and was like, oh, I'm a big Sloppy Boys fan. What's this with Jeff? And I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't know. But anyway.
I had the reverse. I was walked down the street and I'd hear like, asshole. The band never needed you.
You're an asshole.
You bum.
I really did, though, have people talk to me like people were texting me and DMing me and asking about you, whether or not you were in the band. But then I would step out my front door and pretty immediately like bump into somebody that's like, hey, Stutz in the band? What's going on?
My mother, Jeff.
Please let me eat my sous vide egg bites in peace.
those are nice. My mom, Jeff, was concerned and confused.
Jenny Hanny?
Because she didn't know about. Yeah, she didn't know about the ruse.
Oh, yeah. Well, can I tell you a quick mom story?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I was just home. I visited my nephew. I'm an uncle now. I don't know if that's come out yet. A first-time uncle.
Wow.
Met my nephew.
You're going to love it.
And while I was... Hey, thanks, man. While I was home, my mom, of course, had a lot of questions about what's going on and wants to hear the song, wants to hear the album.
Yeah.
Problem is, there's a lot of pussy talk on that song.
Sure.
So I was like, I was delaying it. Like, I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them. I sat down the whole family and I walked them through the whole thing. But they're kind of like lacking the cultural context for it. Yeah. Like, even just like I'm doing a joke on the phrase, make that pussy pop or pop that pussy around. Uh-huh. So I have to like, go back to be like, you remember Two Live Crew? And my dad was like, yeah, I remember Two Live Crew. I'm like, no, you don't. But
yes, I do.
Like, so I'm doing a joke on that thing you hear.
I love that, yeah, if it were my parents, I would just be so, they'd just be so scandalized by the word pussy that I wouldn't even think to be like, do you understand the joke? Do you have do you know the source material that's being parodied?
It's nasty.
And I got that thing that we joke about with, or when we saw Madonna Truth or Dare and she brings her dad to the show and her dad watches it and he's like, great show. Yeah. You know, some of the lyrics, but, you know, great show. Like,
just have to log descent. Just have to
you
flag.
You just have to flag.
Just so you know, I'm not comfortable with that still.
Yeah, sure. My mom said like, you know, it could have been pop that balloon.
Yes, that's actually I agree with that.
That'd be the Kids Bop version, maybe. Yeah.
And then that's good.
She did at one point say, and I was very uncomfortable. She was like, "Oh, it's about a queef."
Oh my god,
Mom!
Oh,
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 oh!
That's so funny.
What's that? That sounds like, it's like a Tig Notaro joke. Oh, them are some tiny titties.
That's yeah, yeah.
Titties. Oh.
I thought you were a man. very good. Well, if you'll excuse me, if I'm not in the best of moods today, I had a root canal this afternoon.
Ouch!
Oh.
That is right.
The iconic, cartoonishly dreaded root canal.
Right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It didn't hurt at all. Really, the only thing that hurt was the Novocaine, and it was just like an hour though of with my mouth like wide open. She had to put the dentist had to put a little
block
in there so my jaw could rest. Yeah. But I hated it. It was just like,
well, because you get jostled. It doesn't hurt, but it's like it's unnerving.
Yeah, yeah, indeed, it is unnerving, tooth nerving. but I looked on YouTube what an actual tooth, because every time I go into like, if I ever have a cavity or something, I'm like, I never know what's going on in there, and you just hear like, and you're just like waiting for a sting to happen.
Uh-huh.
Well, I went on YouTube and watched a little clip of what's happening in a root canal, and they're doing some exceptional things with teeth these days. The instruments alone would blow your mind.
Ugh.
And I'm not gonna tell you about it because I don't have the vocabulary or the
did
medical
you smell
huh?
They say you smell Doritos. That's
well,
the
I just
smell.
Eaten a big burrito, so I think we were all smelling something.
Doritos, burritos.
I was farting a lot. No, yeah, that it's supposedly when like you get bone sawed into it,
dust.
Yeah. That smells like
bone dust.
Cool Ranch Doritos, apparently. But I smelled that when I got my wisdom teeth out years ago.
Ooh.
Years ago.
I smell toast right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, cut to he has toast in a toaster in his kitchen.
Mike, you should be a sketch comedy writer.
No, I've tried it. It's not fun.
It's bad.
I don't like the humor stuff.
Yeah. No. That life is behind you.
Yep. Now it's this podcasting for me.
Mm-hmm. We all grew up wanting to be podcasters,
mm-hmm.
a profession that we care about.
Well, we wanted to be pod racers for a small time there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do we get into some booze news?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Sure.
Hit it.
Booze news.
Who wouldn't love that?
Al, let's have sex.
Love that. Man, this pool party is the boss's dog, Jeeves.
She-Ra dogged them all. Pegging and pegging.
Don't go chopping my hair.
Yeah.
I will go chopping your head. Do that. Do something with that. I will go chopping your head. Do that. Do something with that now. Yep.
Walkie-talkie, popo, no.
It's booze news, you wonderful world of Disney-watching bitch.
Don't Go Chopping My Hair was sent to us by Zach Mack, a.k.a. the ghost of Craig T. Nelson. And if you have
Z-Man.
A booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. I feel like you requested that, right? When you were like, do something with that.
I said, do something with that. You're like, and then somebody said Craig T. Nelson. We're like, yep, gave him a homework assignment. And he got, you know what he got in that assignment? An A+.
Nice.
Knocked it out of the park.
That's great, Craig.
Do something with that.
Not his real name.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Zach.
Oh, you didn't know Zach Mack?
I knew the name Zach Mack, but I didn't put it together that Craig T. and Zach Mack were one of the same.
Oh, yeah. And Zach Mack has a brother, too, who helps him out with stuff. But, you know, I don't remember Zach Mack's brother's name.
Probably Alex.
Probably the ghost of Ed O'Neill. Okay.
Maybe.
Booze news.
Yes.
Are you guys Swifties?
Yeah. No. Nope. I want to be, but I have a very narrow catalog for old Taylor.
Are you coming to the SoFi show?
No. Are you?
Shows. I'm going in August. There's four shows. I think I'm going.
How'd you get tickets?
Bottom paid too much money. And
ooh, I don't even want to know.
I wanted to go to the one that had who was opening? Maybe Haim or something like that. Haim. But then afterwards realized that there was a Gale show I could have gone to. I chose the wrong night. And I thought, A, B, C, D, E, F, me. But So, you know, there's the big Eras tour is going on. And have you heard of the big Taylor Swift drink that has swept the nation?
The Swifty Swizzle. I hear it's very good.
No.
Oh.
The Swift Slurper.
No. So, like, the way that AMC Cinemas, MacGuffin's Bar, had the Batman.
Yeah. MacGuffin's Bar, yeah.
Ripped off Calpe Cordial.
Oh, the Snaky Slurp.
Ooh. It is. So it is
the
Slurp.
Snaky Swamp Slurper.
It's something Slurper?
It's Snaky Slurper. But it's, like, you have to say, like, Snaky Slurper. No, it's the Lavender Haze Lemonade that has caught fire on Twitter and stuff. But basically, there's two drinks that they've been making at these stadiums at every show. One of them is the... I had it right. Oh, yeah. Bad Blood Sangria. Hey, we just did Sangria.
Cool.
Now we got Bad Blood. But on a serious note, folks, the other one is the Lavender Haze Lemonade. And people were drinking it at these shows and saying it's really good. So then they kind of found out the recipe, and it has taken off. And people are making this drink. You know, the song Lavender Haze is the first track off of Midnights. And this is a kind of a purpley, lavendery drink. And here are the ingredients. Empress 1908 gin, which gives it the purple color.
Oh, this is the real recipe.
Falernum. What's that?
Okay, cool. This Falernum is like a real recipe with brand names and everything.
Yeah, and
man, you don't really hear Falernum in stadium rocking shows.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like the AMC Batman was Coke, grenadine, rum, right? So it's funny that Empress Gin, Falernum, lemon, bitters, and elderflower tonic water.
Damn.
Which
I have that shit.
I know that Fever Tree makes that stuff.
So does Q.
Yes, Q. Oh, maybe I'm picturing Q, but that's fancy, very fancy for a stadium. And I'm going to get one when I go to the show.
Tim,
we should make it.
Let's make it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? She's going to be touring all summer long. This is our big summer cocktail series.
I've got an article here from Cosmo, and they have the specifications too, like how many ounces of each thing, so we can full on. Make the drink, drink the drink, and say, is it Swifty or is it Thrifty?
Nice. This isn't like a tall, because a friend of mine went and he showed me a picture of holding like one of those big tall yard drinks. It's not one of those, right?
Nope. It's in like a clear plastic, like the smaller size of beer, you know, like a 12-ounce beer or something.
The snaky slurper does come in a big snake, big plastic snake glass.
But it's not hard. It's just like a sack.
Yeah. It's like a snake. Big bag.
Big, long bag. And the color is green.
Wait. Question about Taylor Swift's demo, Tim. Because I see a lot of stuff online where just like, oh, I can't believe they do this in front of kids or whatever. I don't know if Taylor's getting maybe a little more risque. But it dawned on me that like, what I think of a Taylor concert, they're not tweens anymore. Like, the Taylor audience is 30, right?
Agreed. Taylor's like, I think Taylor's 33 or something like that. So
she's feeling 32 or 22.
her main audience, I would say, you know, like, you always play to people who are a little bit less to you. So I think, like, the core
lesser than
Swifties
you, yes.
are... People in their late 20s are maybe the heart of the demographic, but she's known for having the broad. There's a lot of moms and middle-aged people, and then it's kind of a take your whole family vibe. But I would say that also Taylor has pushed back on that sort of the thing that female pop stars get hit with of like what you're saying, you're role model or whatever. I think she has been not in reference to this drink or anything, but in general, she'd be like, fuck off. I don't care. Like, you know, like that's not my job just because you grew up with me.
Damn.
Or, right.
Yeah.
And that's sort of our demo. Like, and we are also not role models.
Right. That's true.
I wish we were in the movie Role Models.
Hey,
with Armin,
ooh. Our friend Armin Weitzman was.
Yeah. I was trying to think that was with who was in that movie.
Paul Rudd, of course.
And
Sean William Scott.
Yes. Thank you. I hear these Swifty concerts are like 3 hours long. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you got to account for all the eras, Mike.
Errors? She's like, sorry, let me start that over again.
Mic's not working, light's going out. That's what I'm
saying. Shit, let me start this again. Oh, fuck. This sucks.
I made an error. There's a lot of also, like, it feels like a lot of stuff happening on that tour for Instagram. Like, well, there was like an, you know, Ice Spice joined for a song, but then it was also like, oh, it was raining really hard one night, or the piano malfunctioned one night. There's like enough moments for Taylor to keep it light and loose.
There's at that big rainy one, you can buy the rainwater from that show on eBay or like places like that.
Well, that weird thing that happened where she was hitting the keys with her fingers, but then the raindrops started falling so hard that they were playing some of the songs, and it was kind of like a heart and soul thing, like a duet.
Tim, sometimes I think you live your life in a fucking different zone, man. Right. You are warped.
Right. I live my life in a different zone,
In a different zone. You are out there. Sometimes I feel like you're beamed in from this, like you're from a different planet.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Beamed in.
This has been the lowest energy booze news. We're talking about the biggest pop star in the world. I can't even muster anything.
We found a great new drink. Our demographics cross over perfectly. We have the old 20s crew.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little fucked up from this this root canal.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I think it's supposed to. The dentist was like, yeah, it's gonna hurt. So it's gonna hurt in a little while. So I've just been eating Advil. But I'm gonna wake up in the middle of the night and go, yow, too much trauma to the tooth.
I hear that.
Save the trauma for your mama.
Well, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
That's it for booze news.
Very good.
Sad.
Oldie but a goodie.
Very good.
Now, would you like to hear about the drink of the day?
Yes.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Stop.
Huh?
Oh, man. Have we talked about that when Rosie O'Donnell started her talk show that she had a button she could press and played Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah, we talked.
That's what I was referencing, Tim.
I thought you were referencing the Who song, not the Rosie O'Donnell button that plays the Who song.
It's a twofer.
For Tom Cruise. Okay, look. Spring, dudes. We're round in the summer is in the crosshairs. We've already dropped a hot summer single, so we're in our warm weather attitude and latitude. Woo, and today we are going to cover an IBA cocktail that is entitled the Tommy's Margarita. You've had?
I have not had it. This I am so curious about.
I've seen it. My whole life, it seems like.
Really?
Never had.
Who's Tommy? That's what I want to know.
I've seen it around.
Tommy's Margarita. I said it's probably just Tommy's Margarita. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
I had not heard, but then when I looked at what it was, I'd had, you know what I mean? Because until I was perusing the IBA for this podcast, I hadn't seen it called the Tommy's Margarita, but this is a big classic thing.
Look, I may have had it, but I feel like if I'm at a restaurant and the menu has enough margarita options that there is a Tommy's by name, I'm probably going for a different one.
Mm. Right. Well, what do you go? So there's a Cadillac margarita has Grand Marnier
on top.
Usually there's like a house margarita. Sometimes if the house is made with mix, then they have a scratch margarita.
Yeah, I've heard it referred to as scratch or skinny. Like, you know, no red-blooded American male wants to order the skinny margarita, but it's generally the one with the freshest ingredients.
Well, but what skinny has skinny has soda.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
I don't think it did at Mexico City. Rest in peace.
I could be dead wrong. I always think of it as soda, but maybe that's an episode of the pod.
What's the classic margarita recipe?
Tequila, lime, triple sec.
But specifically like silver tequila, right? Or no?
Silver tequila, Cointreau, lime.
Yes.
All right. That's all I needed.
Yeah, for more on that, listen to our margarita episode and learn that that one came out of Mexico in the 30s, and it was just those ingredients. And then by the 1970s in Texas, we got the frozen margarita. Mm. And then in the years that followed, we started to get these kind of sweet, sweet margarita mixes and the margarita mix bucket and the margarita machines.
Mm-hmm.
And that was your sort of 80s vibe that continued, but you get this little offshoot in the early 90s.
Yes.
The grungers are on the loose.
Jordan was king of the court.
Yeah, Nickelodeon popping.
George W. Bush's dad was in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
Around this time,
Biodome graced the theaters.
I want to say Goodfellas and Home Alone, both starring Joe Pesci, or is that 91?
I think that's 91.
Well,
damn. But it could be 90.
I think I'm specifically saying 1990.
Okay.
The 90. The one.
So there had been a surplus of agave cactus that you used to make tequila.
Ooh.
So late 80s, these like agave producers, farms or whatever, start making agave nectar and selling it to health food stores as a sweetener. Cut to San Francisco, California, at Tommy's restaurant.
Hamburgers?
No. Tommy's restaurant, Mexican restaurant in San Francisco.
Okay.
But that's funny. You know, original Tommy's, like chili burgers in LA.
Yeah.
Have you seen all the fake ones? There's like, Eater did a roundup of, there's a handful of real Tommy's in LA, but there's also like 60 places that like spell Tommy wrong.
Oh, really?
Really?
Like, that are just like other burger stands that are non-branded, but they're trying to get you to go for the Tommy thing.
Interesting.
At Tommy's restaurant, the Mexican cantina in San Francisco, Julio Bermejo, and it's his parents' place. They own it and he makes the drinks there, like bartender, but also designs the cocktail program. And he comes up with his idea. He sees this agave nectar and people are, you know, you can use it to make agave syrup if you mix it with water. And he says, agave syrup, agave tequila. I'm going to make a margarita that has no orange liqueur in it, but instead tequila, lime, agave syrup, gadouge. He makes it. It's an instant hit at this restaurant and people are loving it because it kind of fits in with this 90s, like kind of, there's like a little bit of a pure food trend starting to happen because he's buying the stuff at health food store. But if you think of the 90s and like how like Wolfgang Puck was putting figs on a plate in California and stuff like that, kind of.
Yeah. We're all drinking Fruitopia back then.
Exactly.
Yeah. And healthy stuff like Fruitopia.
Iced teas.
Sobe.
But Fruitopia is a good example because this isn't really any healthier. Agave is sugary. But like Fruitopia, it is sort of like, hey, earthy,
it's like
vibes.
Alternate earthy, yeah, like the peace frog.
But I think he was just thinking of like the on the note and get this orange thing out of there and be like, if you're even your sweetener is agave, we're amping up the agave taste of the tequilas. And you know, you could use it with a bad tequila and give it more agave, or you use it with a good one. You say, oh, that's good.
Yeah, because yet another drink that comes from having a surplus of an ingredient and people being like, ugh, what are we going to do with all this stuff?
Yeah, we got to get rid of this shit because we're growing it. It's also, that's just a weird plant, right? That cactus, the agave, it's like, if it was only, I'm sure agave nectar was always made, but not popular as a sweetener. So it's for there to be this cactus that's just used for tequila. I think I've had a cactus taco before. Now, not Cactus Taco, the taco.
Oh, no, not the chain, not the beloved local chain.
That's good.
Anyway,
too.
He puts this on the menu. It's just called the margarita at Tommy's restaurant. But then people start calling it Tommy's Margarita. He does a lot of like outreach with bartenders and like programs with like bartenders from London come to town, and they all loved his margarita. They called it Tommy's Margarita. And it got big, it spread around, becomes a mainstay. The IBA does have it on the list. And I feel like, in my experience, I see agave syrup in all kinds of margaritas these days, even if they also have orange liqueur in them. It's like just a very popular ingredient. So he kind of started that.
This is, wait a minute, hold on. You just said something. This is a contemporary classic? That's what I wanted to ask?
Yes, 1990.
Nice. Nice.
And,
that's what I was thinking.
Perfect. You nailed it.
Not a new era.
Right, because the IBA like has the different sections of their list. This is a noob. And if you want to hear Julio himself talk about it, he's a little dry, but there's lots of YouTube clips, and he talks about agave.
Damn.
Nectars and syrups and tequila. I give him plenty of chance. He's a good man.
Maybe he's nervous.
But it's not as thrilling as hearing me nutshell it. Nice. Okay, here's the IBA recipe that we're going to be following today. 60 milliliters, 2 ounces, of tequila, agave, 100% reposado. I have that. Do you guys have that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not my normal.
Sure, I don't know. I've got, probably not. Actually, to be honest with you, probably not.
Well, that's okay. But when we made our last round of margs, we used Blanco, and this is reposado, which is the kind of smokier,
oaky
gold. Then 30 milliliters, 1 ounce, fresh lime juice. There's a little note here. Persiano. Is that a type of lime?
I didn't know that word, so I disregarded it.
Yeah, me too. I didn't. Albertsons didn't have a Persiano section. And then 30 milliliters, 1 ounce of agave syrup. That's half water, half agave nectar, as if you were making simple syrup, but you're doing it with agave, which nice. Has kind of a, it's a brown nectar that has a little more of a caramelized flavor to it. That's very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker, shake well with ice, strain into a chilled rocks glass filled with ice, and garnish with a lime slice.
This is wonderful. This is great.
Yep.
You're shaking it and adding ice. Jeff and I are both happy.
Oh my God. Lime freak, ice freak.
I'm looking at it, I'm thinking this is a sour. You know, the margarita spun off from the Daisy, and we're looking at 60-30-30. That's the measurements we used when celebrity bartender Jack Schramm taught us how to, he said, you want to make a gimlet, you want to make a whiskey sour, you want to make any type of sour, 2 ounces of the liquor,
spirit,
1 ounce of the sweet stuff, 1 ounce of the sour stuff.
Damn. Now here's my big question. Agave nectar could not be found by me in the two stores I went to. So I got Rose's sweetened lime juice. Here's what I'm going to do.
Now, Mike, typically someone would use this lime juice as a alt for the fresh lime juice, the other ingredient in the drink.
Oh, I figured because it's sweetened, it would be like, because it was next to all the other simple syrups and stuff.
So you're going to make a drink that has, you're not going to put fresh lime either because you got it all in one bottle.
I'm going to do half the fresh lime juice thing, and then the second half will be this, and then another thing of this,
and then another half, another third half.
So it'll be 45 ounces of this lime juice, and then 15 ounces of the straight lime juice.
And then you will accurately appraise the.
Then I will accurately appraise this.
Yes, perfect.
I've got a soft spot for Roses. I love their grenadine and that sweetened lime juice. I mean, you know. You always use fresh lime juice when you can, but that stuff has a familiar taste, and I like it.
You see it around.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great.
It was a staple of the Dark Ages.
I did find agave syrup.
Already cut with water?
Yeah, it's like already in a squeeze bottle. I'm sure I'll have it for years.
Where'd you see it? Where'd you find it?
Topline Liquor.
I know, but it was a liquor store.
Yep.
Tim, where'd you get yours?
Well, back in the day, I bought a fancy agave syrup from Cap and Cork, and it was great. But today, I went to Albertsons. I bought agave nectar, and I mixed it with water myself.
Wow,
Albertsons! And where'd you find it? I couldn't. I checked all the spots.
Go to like the coffee aile, like the sugar where the sweet and low is. It's with all that.
The Torino.
They didn't have it. And then I went to like the fruit juices, and then I went to the. They do have like a little mixing area. That's where I got this a little cocktail mixer area. I don't know. Near the sodas.
Normally when I buy tequila, and especially when I order out, I'm doing Blanco, silver.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
So this will be interesting. I'm going to definitely take some tastes of reposado and
I'm sure you will.
The agave syrup. I want to know what's going into my drink.
I like reposado in a cocktail. Sometimes, I don't know, people get a little too excited to swap mezcal or reposado for Blanco, and I like Blanco, but you know, if I'm doing shots, I'm definitely going Blanco.
Yeah, for sure.
Mezcal, we've talked about this. Mezcal just doesn't, the smokiness, I just don't love that flavor. Sorry.
I'm with you.
I had to do it to you.
I like it, but I don't get all revved up. In general, when someone says, hey, this drink tastes like smoke, I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of ways for a drink to taste of smoke. I'm not going to get excited by all of them.
Well, I get revved up, but the other way. Like if people are, you
revved
know,
down.
We're having this. No. About the other. If someone's like, I like smoky. I'm like, who the fuck just said that? I'll get up from my chair. Who's talking shit in my bar?
Yeah.
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 Well, why don't we leave these suckers with the ads and we'll come back with fresh dranks.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Folks, we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
Back, Tommy's margaritas in hand.
Mm.
Let's see them. Beautiful.
Looking good in the neighborhood.
Ooh, little ice. Wait, you didn't do salt, did you, Tim? Did you do a salted rim there, T?
No, did it say it in the thing?
Oh, no.
No, it looks like you had a little salted, though.
You had a little foam or something.
I've got a froth on top, and I don't know where that came from, but now I'm thinking like, it is a sour. What if we put a little egg white in here?
Oh, no. No.
I tried to go and put an egg white, and they said no.
I shook this thing up like crazy. My hands were stuck to the shaker, frozen there,
like that kid's tongue in Christmas Story.
That's right, Ralph.
Why is this frothy? Do you think that's dish soap? What the fuck's going on,
Tim? You're too strong for your. You don't know your own might.
Yeah, I don't know my own might.
It's probably all fucked up.
No. Yeah. All right, sips.
Sips.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, it's got a warmth to it.
Yeah, it did sort of, the liquor kind of rippled down the chest, giving it sort of that warm feeling. Oh, I also spilled a lot of it.
My chest is soaked wet.
Did you get any in your mouth, or was it just a full chest dump?
I got it on my head.
It's funny. It does have like a not maple syrup, but yeah, there's a woodiness.
It's woody and it gives.
That's
you
the agave. Yeah. You know, my it was Cuervo. I turned the fuck. I meant to bring the bottle right in front of me. It was made with blue agave. Is what the thing is.
Okay.
I gave myself
some agave. There is something happening with between a reposado and agave nectar. I can't tell where the handoff is. I'm getting a delicious cactus taste, and I can't tell whether it's. I use some kind of fancy reposado, and I don't know who's doing it or if they're working together. But
they're working.
It's
together.
It's a very aligned
it's teamwork.
They're working together in a straight line. There's no orange liqueur saying, "Hey, over here, I got a whole new taste to add to the mix." No,
hey, don't forget me.
Oh no, God. We're doing this thing over here.
I say we get rid of the lime and we squeeze in some fresh cactus into this fucker. That way, all damn. Three ingredients, same source.
This is, you know, my as I'm drinking this, my tongue is saying, "Hey, I know this flavor. Where's the salt?"
Yeah,
and I'm saying, "Not this time around, man."
Oh, the salt is missing. It's missing from this drink.
Is it missing, or should it never have been there to begin with?
Interesting counterpoint.
Interesting
Michael.
Counterpoint. Just because it came first doesn't mean it's supposed to be there.
How's that super lime drink you got there?
Fantastic.
Like, double lime.
Tastes like agave itself. It's smoky, it's woody, everything you guys got going on.
Two lime ingredients. It tastes like agave itself.
It tastes like agave, if you can believe it.
Wow. It's so weird, Jeff. Like, I feel weird. Like, Jeff, like, Mike's drink is the most agave of all of it.
Yeah, it's actually
like,
sounds
he's dancing
the best.
Around like an agave God,
look at him. He's blissed out.
It's because I believed the most of the agave.
My agave syrup is Herradura brand.
Herradura.
Makers of fine tequila in their own right.
Oh.
That's You've seen Herradura. I think it's a horseshoe shape.
Oh, yes. We should do, you know what we should do for a blowout?
What?
Of course, this week we did worst band name. We've done best band name a couple weeks ago. Now we're doing worst band name. Check that out, folks, over on the Patreon, Sloppy Boys Patreon. It's all going down. And a lot of people make the joke, oh, yeah, it's all going down the tubes. No, it's not going down the tubes. It's going down.
It's going up the tubes. And
It's going up the tubes, baby.
Yeah. Like at the bank.
We should, yeah.
Yes.
We should do like best liquor brand logo.
Damn, Mike, you're good.
That's a good
I already
one.
Have a. I got a couple.
Beer brand could be its own thing because I, you know, there's
no, no. Ones. Liquor logo.
Liquor logo. I think spirits though, not beer.
Mike, when you're good, you're good.
He's on. He's on.
And he's when you on. Suck, you stink.
People from two towns over can smell you.
Oh,
almost went down the wrong pipe there. This is good, and you know it's. It's got that tequila, which always kind of gets me zipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
before I was saying I was feeling down and out because of that tooth of that thing. I forget about it. Forgotten all about it.
The dentist should just use that as the anesthesia. I feel like none of us are big tequila like lovers of. I do like it, but I feel like we all order it for the function, and that If we're doing shots together, it's tequila shots. And Jeff, you order a lot of margaritas, I feel like.
Sure, and just tequila sodas. Like a lot. But yes. I'm not in there saying, oh, make sure it's, you know, I don't know extra añejo and all that. Like, you can get into some wild classifications. In fact, the three of us once took a tequila class run by a Jose Cuervo rep.
Well, class is a very loose term for that. What would happen?
Yeah. We got drunk.
A representative took us out and got us drunk during the day.
He took us to a Mexican restaurant, gave us some shots of tequila because it was his job, and then let us leave.
A tasting session.
Yeah, it was really fun, though.
I love the conceit, and I'm happy that we did it, but the conceit that it's like, okay, this sketch group of the Birthday Boys is going to be making a branded sketch comedy campaign for Q the Cuervo. And before they write their scripts, we should get them familiar with the product. And then, yeah, it was so...
I feel like the scripts were already in, too. Like, it was like it was in the wrong... order.
Well, I did rewrites based on being drunk that one day.
All of ours, I don't know if that web series lives anywhere, but it was just like, these are the different types of bro at the bar. And it was like, the transporter, and the guy who's like walking across the room with a bunch of shots.
I believe that was mine. I remember shooting that one. I was holding a bunch of shots and like,
Tim, the transporter is on the Zoom.
I don't care. It's fine. But it would be
I thought
like,
it was very well performed.
Yes. Well, we did what we could with the script.
And Mike, when I go out with you, you are such a transporter, dude.
Oh my God. I know.
And me, I'm a wrangler.
Haskell brings that up. Somebody gave, maybe probably Ferguson, sent that video to Haskell. And John brings it up when it's like we're ordering shots. You're the wrangler, Tim, so that was like the, hey, get over here, we're doing shots.
That was Mitch.
Well, in real life, I'm the wrangler. I was not in, I pitched on the concept, and then when production came, I said, guys, leave me out of this.
Well, that's the thing, so we only did a couple of them. I wasn't sure if we did, like, all the Birthday Boys did one.
No, we had four episodes.
Yes.
But now, didn't we just see, there's an ad campaign for, like, like Campari or something like that that's doing this right now. That's like, what are the different types of person you are?
There are only like four campaigns out there in the world.
But there's like this one specifically. We just were laughing at how fucking lazy it was. Tajin, which we like.
Was it How Do You Tajin or whatever?
It was a How Do You Tajin thing, but it was like... The ambassador, and it's someone being like, no, you got to try tahini. You got to try, and like all the different types
that's,
of like,
that's exact. That's what it all was.
What were our other ones though? Because Wrangler, I remember him, it was Mitch, you said, calling everyone. Yeah, and he did he slide under a bathroom stall and say, hey, we're doing shots?
Yeah. Okay. So that was his thing. He pops up and here and there,
getting
and,
people in.
Yeah.
There's also, I think, it wasn't the one was the jack off guy who, you know, he takes his dick out and he jizzes all over the shots.
He's not jizzing, he's stroking it on the way to jizzing.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Was there
the town crier? I don't know what their other ones.
Yeah.
There's one, I don't know if it was in this. If we had this, but you see it a lot, or you did back then, it was just like, and then there's the person who's like always on their phone.
yeah.
Social butterfly or whatever.
Yeah, we did social schwervel as a nod to that.
Social schwervel. So Diageo was like, Birthday Boys, before you make these videos or whenever during the course of this process, can you familiarize yourself with the product? So we went to like El Cholo. We met this guy at a Mexican restaurant, so we got free food too. And he...
Tim, you remember the name of the restaurant?
Well, it's an LA classic.
It's Memory Man.
It's LA's oldest
restaurant, but it's two locations they moved. So it can't be LA's
downtown, oldest. Right? It was downtown?
Yeah. Like kind of downtown-ish. And...
Folks, if you have an old restaurant, don't move it.
You've got to do what the Tam O'Shanter and Musso do.
You're going to fuck everything up.
But the guy had us... I just remember how kind of backwards it was. The Diageo rep was a cool dude, and he gave us a tasting of 7 different types of tequila, and we had a full serving of each, by the way. We didn't do a little sip and spit, but he worked his, we started with like the bot, like the Cuervo, you know, the gold and silver, and then the next step up, like the fancier Cuervo, which you might be drinking right now, Mike, the like blue agave one.
Yeah,
and
that's
then like worked our way up through 7, and what you might hear Cuervo and think frat boy or whatever, but Reserva, the fanciest Cuervo, is amazing. It's
Reserva.
And it's like $100
syrupy. It's $170 for a bottle. It's sweet. It's syrupy. It tastes nothing like tequila. It tastes like really good
rich
cactus.
Rum. Yeah. Almost. Yeah. It's almost like sugary thick.
But by the time we got there, we were shithouse drunk. Like it was 7 shots in like an hour.
And it was. I wonder if we did it backwards. If we were by the end, we'd have been like, oh my god, this. Cuervo Especial is the best.
Yeah, it's but, like weird to go smoother and smoother, but we're also getting drunker and drunker. So we're like, right, yeah, right. This is way better.
Yes,
and
it was okay.
It was a lot of the. it was a lot of like the. What type of hints are you getting here? Like grapefruit. Oh yeah, grapefruit. Sure, sure.
yeah. Asking us the notes, and you just can't be wrong because they're like, yeah, okay, whatever, jackass.
Ooh, I got a question. If we want to, do we want to steer away from this topic? I got a question.
I wanted to put the pin on the cherry on top of the story, Mike.
Yes, please do.
We shot the web series. Cuervo gave us all kinds of bottles to use as props for the shoot. We brought home 30 bottles of tequila, and that's when we had our famed party in our backyard where our Weezer cover band played, and we said, Jose Cuervo presents Weezer.
Yeah.
And we invited everybody we knew.
And we didn't tell people that it was... Only tequila.
Only tequila.
All the tequila you can drink.
I think
nothing
we said,
else.
Yeah, bring. We just said that's all we're going to have is tequila, but you bring whatever you want.
Nobody brought anything. We had 30 bottles of tequila, and we had one of those shot machines with the upside down bottles that chills it.
Which I still have.
And
by the way.
We had a shot ski and stuff like that. But
shot ski. Those were so. Yeah, that's good.
We have Chris Van Arsdale has a video of that night where to see 100 people rocking out to our Weezer cover band, but when the only thing that. Nobody brought beer. No, we didn't have any mixers. People only drank tequila for a whole night. And as this video cuts through the night, it's the most coked up cocaine party ever. And it's like, people are like, by the end, they're like angrily dancing. It's
Like,
we played our whole set twice.
Yeah, the beginning is everyone's
crowd
like,
surfing.
Well, okay, doing a shot. Ooh, it's tequila. By the end of the night, everyone's screaming at each other.
Because the way I love that, Chris used to do this. He would take like a couple seconds of video and then like move to another part of the party, take a couple seconds of video. It was kind of like pre-Instagram. But then when you watch it all in succession, you basically see this little time-lapse montage of 150 people getting very drunk all at once, all on the same tidal wave of Jose Cuervo.
That was cool.
And then at like the climax of it, like, is this the one where we have videos of like Neil crowd surfing and like
it goes nuts.
Somebody fell off the wall? Somebody was sitting
Neil again.
Sitting on the wall.
But he claims someone pulled him down. Someone else was falling and they pulled
Getchman
him down.
Rob Getchman lost his balance and Rob pulled Getchman. Neil off the wall.
But it's the sort of thing that you see on like Pirates of the Caribbean or like the Muppets rats, like people sitting on the rafters and then being like, "Wow!"
And then we eventually we had so much fun that then we later had Fredonia Fest, a big party with lots of bands, but it all started with this Cuervo party where it was just, it's, that would be a very fun thing in general, just to like see a party of people all on one type of booze, because tequila specifically, but you could have a whole series of parties and be like, oh, look at these people on Reposado.
It's kind of like the electric Kool-Aid acid death.
I wonder what, like, if you gave everyone, I don't know what the drink would be, but like that, like slowed everyone down. And by the end, everyone was like, I gotta go home. Maybe just beer. No, beer gets people juiced.
Scissor.
Dark rum. I bet wine, you know, when you're in wine country out to dinner, I bet people get the same flavor of drunk.
Guys,
plus
we
got the purple teeth.
We got to post that video, that party video. And we got to post the transporter, Mike. You got to be proud of the transporter.
Yeah, sure. Let's take a look at that video first.
But
no, let's just post.
Folks, we have more podcast listeners than we do Instagram and Twitter followers, so some of y'all aren't getting the full experience.
Ooh. You need you should be like social Schwervel.
What if we did a Fredonia Fest and we had every single listener got to go? That would be a huge fest.
Yeah.
That would be tens of thousands of people. 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Per week.
Weekly?
Yeah. It's going to be a weekly.
Let's commit to it now. Everybody fly out every week.
It's going to be like, it's going to be like Coachella, but it's all summer long every weekend.
Damn.
And the bands are just us. We play the same set. Wait, talking about tequila.
You wanted to change the subject, Mike.
I wanted to change the subject a long time ago. I don't know if I want to do that anymore because I want to talk about this tequila thing. Damn, what? It was about everyone. Everyone was getting juiced up on the tequila, but it didn't get crazy angry. No fights.
No, but no. It was energetic.
Right, energetic. But it is like. For as nuts as everyone was going, no one was like, hey, don't bump into me. I think also,
for the number of huge parties we threw, we always maintained a kind vibe, right? We never had any aggro bros pushing or shoving.
You know what the funny thing is?
We had the fucking pigs come and try to shut us down a bunch.
We weren't friends with many people who like would be fighting people. So that was
Do you remember, though, when we first moved to LA, we would just invite kind of like whoever we knew? Because we kind of had a party house or a house good for parties. And then we would like make friends at bars and we just invite old college buddies and stuff. And that's when we would get stuff broken, stolen, whatever. And then once we got into UCB, we'd have much bigger parties, but everybody was way cooler. No thieving, no breaking.
Yeah, we had a really good painting. We probably talked about this before, but a painting of Calvin Coolidge, framed that we got at a vintage store and someone just swiped it.
And then we replaced it with a poster for a cop and a half.
Yes.
Ain't nobody stealing that.
Thief Maybe proof. The Schwarzenegger man.
Oh, yes, it is me, Arnold, the Schwarzenegger man. Yep.
Yeah, this episode's brought to you by FUBAR on Netflix, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I am the former governor, man.
All right. Let me steer it back to the drink, if I may.
Please.
Great.
Thank you.
As we head into round two.
I love it. And can I say that what I'm mainly noticing, other than the tastes are aligned, is it's not my number one fear with all drinks is they're going to be sweet. My number one reason for not ordering margaritas at bars is they're going to be too sweet. And this, I'm surprised that this is perfectly balanced. Is not too sweet. And while I love the IBA recipe for a normal marg, this one is even less sweet. So it's interesting to know that the agave syrup is less sweet than fucking triple sec. But could have been because I used cheap triple sec when we did that. Like Cointreau is not too sweet and it's high proof.
No. Yeah.
If you get the De Kuyper shit, it is very sugary.
Or Hiram Walker, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fantastic drink.
I could see making this with less agave. I could.
Even less than this. My God.
Yes.
Yeah, this guy's saying, hey, it doesn't get me fucked up. Get it out of there. Get the lime out, too.
It's an ounce. It's a whole ounce of syrup. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we go make a second round? When we come back, we'll adjudicate it harshly.
I love that.
But fairly.
I'm going to look at my liquor cart and put something funky in there.
Yeah.
But what?
All right.
What?
Folks.
Ooh.
Ooh, a surprise.
I know what.
A cliffhanger to go out on. That's great. Good podcasting, Mike.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back
with our final thoughts on Tommy's Margarita.
I made a new style.
Yes.
I did pretty much the same amounts before. I did a little less tequila and added another 30 ounces of...
SoCo?
SoCo!
Another 30 ounces of SoCo?
What's he think?
I trust you mean milliliters, but then also SoCo...
Oh, 30 milliliters.
So you were looking for something that's got that kind of caramelized tone.
That's true. I was kind of looking at something. I was like, I never use this stuff. It's got sort of a sweet flavor.
Yeah, no, that's what he was thinking is, I never use this stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking caramelized flavor. But when you say it, it has a nice ring to it. Ooh, that's pretty good.
Isn't it weird that SoCo
damn
isn't really used in for something so sweet? It's just something that, like, frat boys drink on its own, but it's not real. I think it's in an Alabama Slammer.
Alabama Slammer, hello. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, and I think I used less. I only did the sweetened. What am I trying to say? Lime juice. I didn't use any extra lime juice because I knew that.
Copy.
So we'll call this the Alabama Slammer's good. How about the Hanford Bama Slammer?
Hanford Bama Slammer.
Hanford Bama Slammer.
So make those at home, folks.
Tim, what about you?
What are you going to name your drink, Tim?
This is just a Reposado on the rocks, and I'll call it a Tim's Bama Slammer.
Tim Reserve.
But what I did do during the break was I wanted to get to the bottom of that agave taste I was talking about to see if the flavors were aligned. So I took a sip of this fancy Reposado by itself. And I said, okay, that's the flavor I was tasting. When the agave nectar, while delicious, I don't know that I would be able to separate it so much from like a Demerara sugar syrup or like a brown sugar or something like that. It's delicious, but it doesn't taste particularly cacti to me. But the tequila tastes very cacti to me.
Mm.
Nice.
Yep. I just did a. I made another small one just for my evening, you know. Okay. But for round two, I just topped up with some cubes and a little lemon seltzer. So
some cubes.
I guess I am making a little skinny over here, Tim.
Nice.
Ooh, it's good. It's chuggable.
Well, this is
which is what you want.
Are we into our finals?
Give it to me.
Or again.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. Tim?
Was that the Hanabama Slammer or the Tommy's Margarita?
Both.
We don't know.
Both. Well, I'm more talking about the Tommy's Margarita.
I don't feel like I could confidently walk into a bar and just say Hanabama Slammer and know that they're going to know what that is.
Well, it's Hanford Bama Slammer because Hanabama sounds like we're saying like Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, and we can't have people give us
we
a
we can't say that. Mm-mm. The Hanford Bammer Slammer, and I think, yeah, you'd have to guide them. You'd probably have to go behind the bar and guide them.
I'm going to say I love this drink. Stone cold classic. Tommy, you've done it. This is delicious. It's as good as the other classic Marg. I rank them equal. And I'll tell you this, I'm just extra charmed by the classic sour spec. 2 ounces, 1 ounce, 1 ounce, bing, bang, boom. Yeah. You're always going to make Timmy happy when you feel like you're giving him something for his arsenal. And slopheads, you could be the dumbest piece of shit in the world, but just remember, 2 ounces of liquor, 1 ounce of something sweet, 1 ounce of something sour, and you got yourself a delicious sour.
I do appreciate the math. 2 to 1 to 1. This drink is a solid B for me. It does not overthrow it's not neck and neck with the classic. I just kind of want crisper, brighter. You know, I don't need the warmth. I don't need the...
You just want lime. You cut the syrup down to almost nil, huh?
Yeah, I don't want the round, sticking around sweetness. I don't need it.
Oh, I finished my sip, but it's something still sticking around in my mouth. But don't you have that with orange when you finish up and you go, oh, what is this round Cointreau?
No, I appreciate that. I like it when a Cointreau sticks around.
Now, do you think it's round, Jeff, because orange begins with the roundest of letters?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And itself is round.
That's why they put the O in the front of that one.
Mm-hmm.
And a banana has a bunch of loopy.
Yeah. The B's.
A letter with a lot of loops.
You know, the humps on the B could be a nanner.
Be bananas themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what they said. This has been great. You guys like these Tommy margaritas. I think we all do. But do you have what it takes to win the Tommy quiz?
Oh, okay. So to answer your question.
Yes.
To answer your question, I know I am liking these Tommy's margaritas, but I don't know if I have what it takes to win the Tommy's quiz.
Well, you're going head-to-head against your toe-headed friend, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And here in this blurting quiz, we will find out. Oh, I gotta need a pen to write down the. Oh, fuck me. Hold on. I gotta write down the score somewhere. Hold on.
God.
Write down the score somewhere. He sounds like fucking Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, or James Newton Howard.
Who's that?
He's another composer.
Okay, well, he sounds like Alex Silvestri.
Mm, yeah. Hey, did you hear that Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross are doing the score for Ninja Turtles?
Is Atticus Ross the guy that Trent Reznor always works with?
Yes.
Cool.
Cleaned up my living room. I moved all the pens.
I love their work.
All right. Tim versus
I wanna fuck you like a turtle man.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah.
I want to feel you from the ooze side.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Is that Nine Inch Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. Yeah. Is
that real thing?
They're doing the score for Mutant Mayhem.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the quiz.
Oh, yes. The quiz is in full swing.
Come back to it.
This is a blurter.
Who's winning?
Here we go. Need a piece of sportswear? Try something from his men and women's beachwear fashion line.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Bahama.
Fuck. Tim.
What's the name of this quiz again? The Tommy quiz.
So he can kind of get what's going on. Need a laugh? Try watching a movie with this signature catchphrase. That's going to leave a mark.
Tommy boy.
Chris Farley.
Tommy boy. That's right. Jeff wins that one with Tommy boy. Got a hot date? Need a new scent to attract him or her? Try a fragrance from...
Tommy Hilfiger.
Try a fragrance from his line of world-class colognes. Tom Ford, Jeff. Did his homework.
See, here's the thing. I almost wish I got the Tom Ford Tobacco Vanille back when we did the cologne episode.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't been using my Mont Blanc Explorer. The costume.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, wasn't that the... Yes.
We
can pause the quiz. Go ahead.
The cologne episode on the blowout... is the drunkest we've... I mean, we might have topped it since, but that is a fucking shit show. That's the... that we did that right after we did the Sidewalk Slammer, which is...
Oh, and we smelled each other after drinking Sidewalk Slammers?
Yeah. And that's the night of the infamous flatbed incident.
Yes.
Timmy blacking out at a steakhouse? Mm-hmm. Are you saying that people should subscribe to our Patreon to hear great content?
Yeah, that's a good one. We might have even unlocked it. I hope not. I hope it's behind the paywall. Yeah.
I might be sleeping on top of a vehicle after this Hanford Bama Slammer. Here we go. Need a new piece of affordable fashion? Head to Marshalls to browse his line of clothing with a signature red and white and blue logo.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Hilfiger, Jeff.
Finally.
See, the Marshalls thing threw me, but I agree. I have seen Tommy at Marshalls.
Marshalls, yeah, more right. than ever. Do these all begin with, like, Nita, whatever?
Is this the Nita quiz or what?
I don't. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But just why even bring it up, Jeff? You need to focus on the quiz. Want to hear all the small things? Ask this rocker.
Tom DeLonge,
Jeff. Very nice.
Jeff beat me on that one?
Yep.
Yes, so I did.
I got to be faster on the draw.
Need someone to work at your high-level corporation? Ask this fictional zeitgeist character to do the job. Corporation. Fictional.
One more time.
Need someone to work at your high level. How about someone to run your high level corporation?
Tom Wham's Games.
Oh. Wow! For a guy who doesn't even watch the show.
My fuck! Wow. That should have been me! Here's the thing. I'll tell you what. Even before you started repeating it, I thought of the character, but I was like, what is his last name? Wamsgan?
If he had even said Tom from Succession, I would have said, okay.
Oh, I should have said Tom from Succession.
Yeah. Need your team to catch a touchdown? Design a play for this goated pigskin.
Tom Brady.
Jefferson. Fuck,
Jeff is fucking mopping the floor with his boys.
Jeff is winning
all the Toms.
He's winning 6-1.
Jeff, we really found your topic here. You love Toms.
Yeah. This is the last question, but unfortunately for you, Jeff, and fortunately for you, Tim, that last questions in the Tommy quiz are worth, let's see, Jeff has six.
Well, hold on.
He's figuring it out right now.
It's well.
What? Why is it? Why does it have to do with how many points I already have?
Because it's worth 7 points.
Oh no!
It's worth 7 points.
So wait, there's only one question left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready? In the Tommy quiz.
Yeah.
Last question.
Uh-huh.
This is a type of gun.
Tommy gun.
Wow! That was exactly equal. Jeff, you win.
Yeah!
I gotta say, from my feed out here on my neck of Los Feliz, I said it an hour before Jeff said it. And I'm saying, I said it, and then I watched a whole episode of Succession starring Tom Wamsgans.
Hey, can I throw a wrench in your delightful little quiz, Mike?
Sure, I think Tim was right in the middle of saying something, but go ahead.
I have a final question.
And if you have one. Well, this is unprecedented, but I am reading here in the rules that the winner of the Tommy quiz gets to ask a final.
Now, here's the weird thing about this final question.
Shit.
If Tim gets it, he wins. So, Mike, I'm pinning all my hopes on you, my man.
Okay.
Let me figure out how I want to say it. This company is run by two juice guys. Both named Tom. This company was run by two juice guys.
Tom's Shoes?
Both named Tom.
Bartles and James?
No, it's very 90s.
Juice guys? Snapple?
Five Alive.
No, damn, I thought this was going to be a real snapper-upper. Well, it looks like I'll retain my crown.
Wow, damn. There was a time limit on it.
Yeah. I was going for Nantucket Nectars. Tom and Tom were juice guys. Did you have that?
Yeah.
I never saw commercials for it.
They were radio.
We sold those at my pizzeria.
Yeah, we're radio
juice guys. Yeah. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Jeff, you retain the win and you keep all the scratch-off money.
Ooh, that's good.
Love you.
Well, that's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, we already told you, it's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Go check out Cologne. That's a good one. Hey, go check out Worst Band Name. That's another good one.
check them all out.
Yeah, also, why don't you head on over to Spotify or Apple Music or wherever the fuck, listen to Gardens of Gomorrah, the single by the Sloppy Boys, listen to Pop, the single by Dutz, and enjoy music in your life this summer.
And if you want to listen to the podcast Questions for Lennon, do it on our Patreon. This month we got Doughboy's own Mike Mitchell.
Ooh, nice.
Oh my god.
His second appearance since we've joined Patreon. Or since we put it behind the paywall. Very funny. We all know that.
Damn.
Wonderful time.
Really good. So wonderful. Am I to expect that we have the hits coming all summer long?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are to expect that.
And also that on the podcast we're gonna be doing a string of pearls. Banger after banger of delicious summer drinks.
Yep.
Yes.
It's going to be a big summer for all of
but
us.
But according to Stutz, every pearl has a little turd in it.
Stutz? Oh, Jonah Hill's shrink.
I haven't seen that yet, but I did.
You haven't seen Stutz?
No, I'll tell you what happened
the
other
night. I'm up to my nuts in Stutz, I'll tell you
that. I was between that, and I was going to watch that. I was on Netflix, and I saw it, like, you know, playing when you hover over the title. It started playing. I said, oh, that looks good. Maybe I'll watch that. And then I went to a few more movies, and Charlie Wilson's War showed up. And it was a clip with Philip Seymour Hoffman acting, and I said, I got to watch Charlie Wilson's War.
That's so funny to watch that movie now. It's just the perfect amount of time has passed.
It was so funny. It was like, it was late at night. Like, I got home at like midnight and I was like, I'll put something on. And then I looked and I was like, okay, I got to go to bed. How much is left? It was like 15 minutes left. I was like, whoa, I really went through Charlie Wilson's War.
Did you eat a midnight snack?
If I did, it was sugar free. I'll tell you that much.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. How's the keto?
Keto's going well, but I think I had a day where I had like a bunch of, you know, those like Blue Diamond Bold almonds.
Oh yeah,
I ate a bunch of them. And I was like, wow, what's in these? And I was there is like more than there's like 2 grams in a serving.
Is it Thai chili
nuts
lime?
Nuts are weird because you if you keep the portion small, you can have nuts, but you can't have like more than 5.
So there's been little things like that where I'm like, ooh, I don't think I need to like just make sure I'm eating everything. I'm losing weight, but I don't think I'm ketosized yet.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah,
the pounds are melting off.
Sure.
And we are melting off. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Bye.